Buenos dias. This is how Carmencita, the owner of our home where we stayed, she took care of us and cooking and making sure we were very comfortable. She greeted us every morning. I was privileged to participate in the St. Peter's mission trip this year with my daughter, Brittany. We have spiritually grown closer on this journey to El Salvador. The experience was so fully enlightening that I cannot wait to return with my other daughter, Sydney, along with my husband, Bruce. I am looking forward to sitting down with them today and telling them every detail of our daily visits and reflections. I will not outline my journey with you today, but stay tuned. What I do want to relay to all of you are the many thanks from El Salvador, from our El Salvadorian family. Every village we went to knew St. Peter's. This was the first realization of how we as a congregation made a presence there. It was so heartwarming. I had to work on controlling my emotions every day. As Americans, we want to give so much that we do not realize that these people have feelings and pride. So our journey, which without Cristosal would never have materialized, took us on a path of solitude, encouragement, and as Milagro from the village of La Anima stated, you keep giving us hope with your presence, and asked us to please tell the story of her people. Milagro is the president of Anima II and a longtime partner of Cristosal, working with the staff to direct community development processes that innovate human rights-based approach to community development that recognizes the inherent dignity and equality rights of every human being. When we arrived at the community, she was waiting for us with smiles. She welcomed us in her home and fed us lunch. What hospitality and pure kindness in such disparity. She sat with us and told us her story with such passion and tears. In 2009, La Anima was one of thousands of internally displaced communities in El Salvador. Hurricane Ida induced mudslides and flash floods that washed away La Anima, agricultural lands, and left giant sinkholes that continue to consume houses today. The evacuation of their solid homes started at 11:30 p.m. There was no warning, only the knocking on the doors from Milagro, who was up and started to hear loud noises and decided to go outside to warn others who were sleeping. The people unanimously decided to move downhill along the Panama Highway in the abandoned government lots to start their community again, as this was the second time they were displaced and the first was after the Civil War. The community does not have rights to this land and there are no NGO assist or government aid. Cristosal recently obtained news from the General Attorney's Office for the Defense of Human Rights that there is a pending bus terminal to be placed in this community, which will be displaced with no plan to assist in the relocation of the affected families. I leave this village with feelings of sadness, and when I saw Milagro walk out to the street as we are on the bus and waving goodbye, she smiles until we are out of sight. There was an amazement of pure joy after the meeting this strong woman. She, at that point, reminded me of my mama. We went on to visit the San Salvadorian police station with the Organization of El Salvadorian Women for Peace. The group has organized with the police to help the women that have been abused or raped to give them courage to report their injustice and stand up for their right. Certain, not all police stations, have revamped their buildings to add private entrances and a living room/kitchen with colors to make sure the women have peace and encouragement to tell their story. They can also bring their children and feel comfortable in their surroundings and have the ability to sleep there for 72 hours if they don't feel safe to go home. San Salvador has many missionaries within their own people that put their lives in danger to help these women. The day had come when we had to say goodbye to our new families of El Salvadorians. It was the hardest thing to do, as they treated us with such hospitality welcoming us in their lives and homes. This was going to be a day of to decompress and to come together and reflect on our journey through San Salvador. I walked along the beach and I felt the sand under my feet and I knew I was one with the earth. This is what God had intended for us as He created the universe. I feel He wants us to do what we can in our daily lives, but also to refresh and cleanse our souls so when we will have the strength and to continue His work. I ask God to guide me through this transformation of goodwill and add spiritual value to my everyday life. On a quick note, please pick a single word that popped out at you from one of today's readings and think of how this word intertwines within your day of activities. At the end of the day, reflect upon your word. You will be amazed of what you have learned and experienced. My word of the day is attitude. Thank you.
Good morning, friends. So my part in this morning's presentation is to give you a little bit of an overview of the work of Crystal Soul. You've heard the particulars of what we did there from these three ladies, and it was a very powerful experience, as you can tell. I would also like to take a moment just now to recognize the other people who went on this journey. There were 8 women and 2 men. So Cindy Hamaker, if you guys could stand while I announce your name. Brittany, Stephanie, and Courtney. And so those 4 ladies plus these 3, that's 7. So who am I forgetting here?
Michelle.
Michelle doesn't go to church here, I'm sorry. She goes to a church in Conshohocken, but she came on the trip as well. She's 19. So we had 4 beautiful young ladies with lots of spirit, and we had lots of fun with that. And so we thank you, and it was a great trip. Nikosh and I did survive. Thank you. I'd also like to thank Retta Sperano for a very inspirational message that we received while we were there, and Joni Coleman for a very kind letter and cross that we all received with some inspirational words. So that was great to receive that, and thank you very much. So the work of Crystal Soul really is to exercise aid to the poor of El Salvador by what's known as a rights-based approach. And a rights-based approach means that we treat the poor as owners of their own destiny and responsible for improving themselves. That is opposed to the direct aid approach, which says we're going to come to your village, we think you need water, we're going to build you a pump, and you know, we're going to put it in, it's going to be great for you guys, and we'll see you next year. And 2 weeks later the pump breaks down and nobody has any parts and nobody knows how to run it, etc. But what it does more importantly is it puts the giver in the position of being puts the receiver in the position of being a recipient of the giver's mugress, you know, of our charity. And of course, what happens over time is, you know, you come there the next year, and you know, last year you gave them something, and the year before you gave them something, and the third year they're standing there with their hand out and say, "What do you got for us this year?" Crystal Soul does not work with communities there, and the first understanding is on a direct aid basis, and the first understanding is that there are no projects, okay? We are here, Crystal Soul is here to help you develop internal leadership, organize yourselves, and advocate for yourself. And the successful story is that someday Crystal Soul can walk away from that place with those people fully self-organized and experiencing self-actualization. So that's the difference in the two. So you've heard the stories from these ladies about the economic status of women and how they're discriminated against in education opportunities, experience a great deal of physical violence in a macho society that really lets this go with impunity. They don't, you know, people don't get arrested, people don't get convicted. Sexual violence also is done with impunity. There were 6,800 rape cases reported last year, and 7% of them resulted in 7% of the convictions resulted in prison time. So you can see that this is a huge problem for women. And in El Salvador, you are not allowed an abortion under any circumstances, to include incest or rape, or you face a 3-year to a 40-year prison term if you're convicted. So what part does St. Peter's Church play in this? And it's not, this effort is just not the individuals that go. This is a church mission. This is St. Peter's Church going to El Salvador. It's not us 10, it's you and us. What part do we play? We first of all, accompany walk-in solidarity with the poor of El Salvador. And some people say, well, so you walk around, right? If you're walking in solidarity, you must be walking around a lot. And well, we say, yeah, we do walk, but I compare it to pastoral care. When you're making a pastoral visit to somebody, and you don't need a collar on to do this, you are visiting them, and you're not going to fix probably what they have. You know, what you can't fix their problem. You're not going to change the fact they have cancer. What you can do, though, is let them know that you care about them, let them know that you love them, and that you're there to be with them. And that simply, by itself, is a huge lift to someone in that kind of position. And that's what we do in El Salvador. So that's what we do there, and we also bring back their story to educate our public, and we also support Christus All in their efforts. So that's why we go, and we are extremely grateful to the support that we have received to continue this mission, and hope that we can continue in even stronger in the future. Thank you.